welcome to episode 6 of the Everyday Confidence Podcast, a podcast that brings you simple and actionable ways to improve your confidence. I'm your host, Steve George, and I'm a coach, an author, and a blogger over at theskillfulmind.com. Hello, and welcome to the show. Today, I'd like to talk a little bit about how our physiology is affected by our emotions. Now, as I'm sure you're aware, when we're feeling a complete lack of confidence, we tend to portray that in our bodies. And to give you an example, if I was to say to you that you are standing in front of a curtain, and behind that curtain is a person who has supreme self-confidence, they have total and absolute belief in everything that they do. And then I asked you to describe how that person would be looking if they opened the curtain. Okay, so just do that for me now. Imagine this person behind the curtain is completely and totally confident. How would they be standing? That's right. They would be standing upright. Their back would be straight. Their shoulders would be rolled back. Their facial features would be tight. Maybe a smile on their face. Breathing deeply. Giving an aura of confidence around them. Okay, so in the next curtain, there is a person who is completely the opposite. They have absolutely no self-confidence, very low self-esteem, and 100% belief that whatever they try will fail. So if you were to draw back this curtain, how would that person be looking? How would they be standing? Right, again, they'd be hunched over, their shoulders maybe rolled forward, head down, breathing shallow. Because how we feel in our minds is portrayed in our bodies. Now the good news is the exact opposite happens as well. So if we present ourselves in a way that a confident person would present themselves, we can also trick our mind into believing that we're confident. So let's give that a go. So just for a few moments, what I'd like you to do is I would like you to get into the position that you would be in if you were feeling completely lacking in self-confidence. Let's say, for example, that you'd just been asked to do something that you'd never done before, but you just knew in your mind that it was going to be a failure, that something was going to happen to make it all go badly wrong. Now, I know this is probably quite unpleasant, and I won't ask you to do it for long, but just for a few seconds, get yourself completely into that mindset. So look how you would look, feel how you would feel if you were in that position. Okay. Feel all those feelings. Okay, now come back to normal. Right, now what I'd like you to do now is completely change that around. I'd like you now to sit and feel how you would be if you were about to do something that you'd done 1,000 times before. Something that you were completely confident you'd be successful at. There was no doubt in your mind at all that it would be a complete success. So sit and feel that way now. So sit or stand with your back straight, your head up, your shoulders rolled back, big stupid smile on your face, exactly how you would be if you were supremely confident. Okay, great. Right, now that you're in that position, and without changing anything, don't change the way that you look, don't change the way that you're sitting or standing, everything exactly the way it is now, and now feel the feelings you were feeling before when you had a total lack of self-confidence. Really try to feel those feelings without actually changing any of your physiology. And there you go. You can't actually do it. You may reduce the feelings a little bit, but your mind can't actually feel a lack of self-confidence if your body is telling it that you're confident. So although it doesn't work exactly the same as being self-confident, it does make the feelings much less intensive. And the worst thing that's going to happen is the people that you're trying to feel self-confident for are going to believe that you are confident. So that's the absolute worst that can happen, is that you still feel a lack of confidence. You still feel very tense inside. But the people that you're performing in front of, for want of a better term, aren't going to realize that. So there you are. Quite a short podcast for today. And your action or your task for the next few days is whenever you feel a lack of confidence, put your body in the position it would be in if you were fully confident. So remember to stand tall, to smile, roll your shoulders back, breathe deeply, and do everything that you would normally do if you were feeling confident. The more often that you do it, the better at it you'll become. And although in itself it won't make you supremely confident, it is another tool in your toolbox. and it will certainly make a difference. So that's it for today. I'll put all the details into the show notes as usual, which will be over on the skillfulmind.com/podcast/006. And until next time, take care, and I'll speak to you soon.